Hello and welcome. This fight is called Positivity. And it's a little brainwashing experiment. It will give you three simple triggers that will go off several times every day, turning you into a much more positive person, making you believe in yourself and accept that you are wonderful. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, beginning to drop into trance, feeling comfortable. And let's begin. Now, just close your eyes for me and imagine you are looking at the light of a candle flickering. And I'm sure you looked at fire before, so you know how relaxing it is. The flames dancing, casting everything around it in shadows and light. And not just any light, really warm light of the most relaxing colors, dancing and flickering hypnotically before your eyes. I'm sure you know how easy it is to lose yourself in the flame, letting your thoughts just easily float and drift through your mind, come and go as they want, while you focus on the flame, watching it shift and change, dance and flicker. And it's not only peaceful in itself, but most people associate wonderful memories with watching a fire. And it's not unusual to have memories from a really young age, maybe looking at a campfire, feeling so happy and free, having had a wonderful day outside, and then looking at the fire. Maybe you have one of those memories, a wonderful experience, maybe a vacation, and sitting around the campfire at night. Or maybe sitting in front of a fireplace, enjoying the warmth of the fire on a cold winter's day. Whatever it is for you, you can just let the peaceful, relaxing sensations come back as you see the flame in your mind, flickering, dancing, relaxing you. And beyond the relaxing properties of fire, there's a special magic of candles. They might have started as a simple light source, but they have changed into so much more. Just think about what we associate with candles: relaxation and peace. They have become a symbol of time you spend all for yourself, enjoying yourself and relaxing. Maybe a candlelight dinner, only you and your date, and nothing else in the world. Nothing matters. Nothing can intrude on this magical moment. Maybe you're thinking about a nice warm bath with only warm candlelight, enjoying the peace and relaxation. A moment only for yourself, where the outside world simply ceases to exist in your mind. Or maybe you think about sitting down with candles, a glass of wine, a piece of really good chocolate, whatever it is you enjoy the most. Just a wonderful moment for you to let go of all stresses and cares and just relax and enjoy. And I'm sure you know other ways in which candles symbolize a moment of peace, a moment away from the world, just for you to relax and enjoy. And yet, right now, the candle is only in your mind. And I wonder, what would draw you down into trance
more effectively if you were looking at a real candle dancing in front of your eyes, relaxing you with its warm flickering light? Or maybe the candle in your imagination, the one that's already in your mind, created by your mind just for you, so that you know that the only reason for its existence in your mind is to draw you down into a deep, relaxing trance. And if you think about it, in a lot of ways, it's even more than the real candlelight. It's not just any candle, but your perfect candle. You know, your own mind created it just the way you want it to be. Perfect just for you. And it is already in your mind. When you look at a real candle, the gentle flickering light has to travel to your eyes before you see it. The gentle warmth has to travel to your skin before you can feel it. And then it all has to be interpreted by your mind before you can feel how relaxing it is. Your candle, however, is already in your mind, shining its relaxing and peaceful light and spreading its gentle warmth through all of your thoughts, calming and relaxing them, making you feel incredibly peaceful. And if a candle is already a symbol of peace, of time for yourself, how much more relaxing, more peaceful is a candle that exists only in your mind, exists only to relax you down into a deep trance. And right now, as you still look at the candle in your mind, I would like you to imagine something. I'm going to say a word in a little while, and when I say that word, I like you to imagine that you blow out the candle, because there's another side to any candle. At some point, you have to blow it out. And if you're already relaxed right now, focusing on my voice, focusing on the relaxing light flickering in your mind, you will easily become even more relaxed when you just blow it out. It's time to sleep in a little bit. And that's the word I will say to relax you down into trance even more. When I say sleep, you will blow out the candle, because you know it's time to sleep, and you know that you have to extinguish candles before you go to sleep. And you know it's okay, because you can come back and enjoy the wonderful candle anytime you like to. So please get ready to blow out your candle, and as soon as you do, you will just sink down much, much deeper in this peaceful relaxation. I will count down from 3 to 0, and when I reach 0, you will blow it out and sink deep into trance. So get ready for me. 3, 2, 1, 0. Sleep. Sleep. Let go.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper, now it's time to give you some positivity. That's right. This is a little experiment in positive brainwashing. What we are going to do today is give you 3 harmless little triggers. Triggers that will go off several times every single day. And every time they do, you get a positive message. That's right. And that's all they do.
And yet, imagine the cumulative effect after days or weeks or months of this. Now, let's dive right in. The first trigger will be that from now on, whenever you walk through any doorway, you will think to yourself, I'm wonderful. That's right. You are wonderful. And every time you walk through any doorway, your subconscious mind will remember that you are wonderful. Every single time you walk through any doorway, your subconscious mind will supply this thought, I am wonderful. Maybe you will think it aloud. Or maybe, and this is even more effective, it will just echo through the back of your mind, having a massive effect on you. Now the second trigger I'd like to give you today is that every time you touch your phone, or any phone, your subconscious mind will supply, I believe in myself. That's right. Every time you touch any phone, your subconscious mind will remember that you believe in yourself. And just like with the first trigger, maybe sometimes you will be aware of this thought. Most of the time, you won't be aware. It will just echo through the back of your mind, quietly changing you a little bit, quietly supplying you with the positivity you need. And talking about positivity, the third trigger is that whenever you drink or eat anything, you will get a sense of positivity. That's right. Any food will become a trigger. And whenever you eat or drink anything, your subconscious mind will feed a little bit positivity into your mind. That's right. Every time you eat or drink anything, your outlook will become a little bit more positive. Your mood will become a little bit more positive. And just like the other two triggers, this will mostly happen subconsciously. Every time you do it, every time you drink something, every time you eat something, you will feel a little bit of positivity filling your mind, making you more positive. That's right. And all those triggers will be most effective when you trigger them without being aware that you triggered them. Of course, you will think about them the first few days, but then it will become normal. These triggers will become a part of your life, always going off all the time. You won't even notice. Of course, they will still have a massive effect on your mind, changing you just a little bit every time. And yet they consistently work on your mind every single day, again and again and again. Whenever you walk through any doorway, your subconscious mind will supply, I am wonderful. It will remind you that you are wonderful. Maybe you will even hear the words, I am wonderful, echoing through your mind. Maybe it's just in the back of your mind, you just feel the positive sensation. Whatever it is, you will know that you are wonderful whenever you walk through any doorway. And whenever you touch any phone, you will know that you believe in yourself. And again, maybe you hear the words echoing through your mind. Or maybe it's just in the back of your mind, strengthening the belief in yourself a little bit more every single time this trigger goes off. And every time you drink or eat anything, your subconscious mind will give you a little bit more positivity, will increase your mood just a little bit. And while all these triggers, just going off once, won't have a lot of an effect on you, having them going off over and over again, every day, countless times, day after day, week after week, they will slowly have a cumulative effect on your mind and slowly change you. That's right. So let me repeat them once again. Whenever you walk through any doorway, you will think, I am wonderful. Whenever you touch any phone, you will know that you believe in yourself. and maybe you hear the words echoing through your mind. Or maybe they will just quietly echo in the back of your mind, while increasing your belief in yourself. And every time you eat or drink anything, you will become a little bit more positive. That's right. These triggers will simply happen in the back of your mind, slowly changing you, slowly having an effect on you, slowly making you more positive. And now it's already time to wake you back up. Wake you back up so those new triggers can work on your mind. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you wake up further and further. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy the state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.